Do you feel like all hope is lost? Do you sometimes think God is not true to His word? In the maze of life's uncertainties, we often find ourselves searching for an unwavering source of guidance. Imagine standing at a crossroads, unsure of which path to take. Today, we are going to dive into God's word, which is powerful to bring deliverance to us. I am going to release a very powerful prayer for you in the matchless name of Jesus Christ. Kindly watch till the end. Believe and open your heart to receive the blessings that comes with this prayer. Please like, comment, share this video with others. Leave your prayer requests and we will pray with you. The world offers countless options, but what if there's a timeless wisdom, a guiding light that beckons us to trust in something greater than ourselves? Now, what if I told you there's a special map, a guide that can help you find your way? It's like a magical compass that never points you in the wrong direction. That's the feeling we get when we hear the words, "Trust in the Lord at all times and rely solely on Him." It's like having a trustworthy guide in the midst of life's uncertainties. Let's explore why this guide is so important in simpler terms. Imagine God as your super cool friend who's always there for you, no matter what. In the Bible, it says, "Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever," Hebrews 13 verse 8. This means God doesn't change. He's like that friend who's always up for a chat or a high five. Let's think of it this way. Have you ever had a friend who sometimes acts differently and it's confusing? Well, God isn't like that. He's the friend you can always count on, like a favorite snack that never tastes different. When you're feeling lost or things are going crazy, God is the steady friend who doesn't switch moods. Just like a favorite toy that's always fun to play with, trusting in God means having a reliable friend who stays awesome all the time. Think of God like the best game master ever, planning the coolest adventure for you. In the Bible, it says, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding," Proverbs 3 verses 5 to 6. Now, let's break it down. Imagine you're putting together a puzzle, and some pieces just don't make sense alone. But guess what? God is like the puzzle master who knows exactly where each piece fits. Sometimes life feels like a puzzle we can't solve, but trusting in God is like knowing He's got the master plan. It's like having a friend who helps you play the game, giving you hints when you're stuck. Think of it this way. Have you ever played a video game and had a friend who knows all the tricks? God is like that friend, guiding you through the tricky levels of life. Trusting in Him is like using the ultimate cheat code to navigate the game and reach the victory screen. It might not make sense now, but just like a puzzle that starts to form a picture, God's plan for your life is coming together, piece by piece. Imagine life as a big storm with thunder and lightning, and it feels like you're in the middle of all the noise. Now, imagine a peaceful spot right in the middle of that storm. That's what trusting in God is like. In the Bible, it says, "The peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus," Philippians 4 verses 6 to 7. Think of it like having a cozy fort during a thunderstorm. Outside, it's all loud and scary, but inside, you're safe and calm. Trusting in God is like having that fort around your heart and mind, keeping you calm even when things get wild. Let's relate it to everyday stuff. Have you ever had a really busy day, with lots of homework, chores, and noise around? Imagine having a quiet corner with your favorite book or toy. That's your peaceful spot. Trusting in God is like finding that quiet spot in your heart, no matter how loud and crazy life gets. So, when life's stormy moments hit, trusting in God is like having an invisible umbrella that keeps you dry and calm. It might sound a bit magical, but it's like having a friend who brings peace to your heart, just like your cozy corner brings calm to your busy days. Imagine life as a big obstacle course, full of challenges that make you stronger. The Bible says, "Consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance," James 1 verses 2 to 4. Think of facing challenges like doing exercises for your character muscles. It's tough, but it makes you stronger in the long run. Trusting in God during these challenges is like having a coach who cheers you on and helps you become a better, more resilient person. Let's relate it to everyday things. Have you ever tried to learn a new skill, like riding a bike or playing a game, and it was a bit hard at first? But as you kept trying, you got better and stronger. Facing trials with trust in God is like going through those tough times, knowing that you're getting stronger and better, just like leveling up in a game. So when life's obstacle course gets tricky, trusting in God is like having a coach who believes in you, guiding you through each challenge and celebrating your victories. It's like having a friend who turns every tough moment into an opportunity to grow stronger and more awesome. Think of God like the superhero in your favorite comic book. The Bible tells us stories about how God has been this amazing hero for people throughout history. For example, there's a story about God helping the Israelites cross a sea like a super cool bridge, Exodus 14. Another story is about a young guy named David defeating a giant with just a sling and a stone, 1 Samuel 17. Now, imagine you're reading a really awesome comic book, and each chapter shows how the superhero always saves the day. The Bible is like our epic comic book, full of stories where God has been faithful and saved the day for people. It says, "The Lord is faithful to all His promises and loving toward all He has made," Psalm 145 verse 13. Let's connect it to everyday adventures. Have you ever had a friend who you can always count on? Like when you need help with homework or when you're feeling down, they're there for you. God is like that ultimate friend who has been faithful throughout history. Trusting in God is like having a superhero friend who's always got your back, ready to save the day when life's challenges come your way. So, when you face your own daily adventures, trusting in God is like having a superhero companion, guiding you through the story of your life and ensuring that, just like in the best comic books, the hero always triumphs in the end. So, here's the super cool summary. Trusting in the Lord is like having a reliable friend in your journey of life. It's like having a magical compass that points you in the right direction when things get confusing. Remember, life is like a big adventure, and sometimes it feels like you're in a giant forest, unsure of where to go. But trusting in the Lord is like having a friendly guide who knows all the paths. It's like having a superhero friend who's always there to help, no matter what twists and turns you face. As you go through the ups and downs of your own story, let this awesome truth stick with you. Trust in the Lord at all times and rely solely on Him. It's not just a rule, but an invitation to have an incredible friend by your side, making your life adventure way more exciting and a whole lot less scary. So, embrace the journey, knowing that with God as your guide, every twist and turn becomes an opportunity for a great adventure.
Mark 11 verse 24 says, "Therefore I say to you, whatever things you ask when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you will have them." Join me as we go to the Lord in prayer. Open your heart and believe so that the blessings of this prayer will come to you. Say this prayer with faith. Dear Heavenly Father, we humbly come before you today. You are the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. You, the Lord, you created the earth and the heavens, and all that is in them. I give you all the praise and glory. Thank you, God, for everything you have done in my life. I'm grateful for the good things and even the tough times. You've been with me through it all, and for that, I say thank you from the bottom of my heart. God of mercy and compassion, please look with pity on me. I know I have sinned against you. I ask for your forgiveness. Father, Lord, have mercy on my mistakes and failures. Every mistake I have done in word, action, and deeds, Father, forgive me. For your word clearly says in 1 John 1 verse 9, if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for forgiving me. Now in the name of Jesus, I declare the power of God against any work of the enemy. Every secret agenda the devil and his cohorts have plotted against me be destroyed in Jesus' mighty name. Father, your word said Christ was manifested that the works of the enemy might be destroyed. Every work of the enemy against my marriage, my job, my business, my career, my family, and children, be destroyed in Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' name, I declare fruitfulness in every area of my life. Let the power of Christ touch my life so I bear fruit. I am fruitful in my life, in my ministry, in my marriage, in my business, in my career, in my job, and in my finances, for the Lord gives us power to make wealth. Let prosperity be my portion in Jesus' name. I will not lack but have in abundance. Lord, I want to serve you with all my heart. Anything that hinders my service, Father, deliver me. God, save me from myself, save me from people who will not lead me to you, save me from desires which are not godly, things which are not in line with your word. Father, help me obey your word. Sometimes the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. Lord, make me strong, make me fervent in you. Restore unto me, Lord, the joy of my salvation. Father, restore all the things I have lost, either by my ignorance or carelessness. You said in your word that the years the locust has eaten in our lives, you will restore us. Thank you, Lord, for restoring me, my family, my marriage, my career, and my ministry. Father, you sent forth your word to heal our diseases and sicknesses. I declare your healing from the crown of my head to the soles of my feet. Father, heal my family, friends, and loved ones. Let your healing be their portion too. I boldly declare that I am a child of God. I walk in victory through faith. I am the head and never the tail. I am what God says I am in Jesus' mighty name. I boldly declare Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures, he leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul, he leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yeah, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies, thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Thank you, my Father God, for hearing my prayer and answering my prayer. Amen. As this message has blessed you, type the word Amen in the comments section and share with us your testimony too in the comments section. In the name of Jesus Christ, all these blessings have come upon you now. Beloved, help us spread the gospel of Christ and reach more people all over the world by liking this video and sharing this message with your family, friends, and loved ones. We really appreciate your great support. We plead with you to subscribe so you can receive more videos that will revive your spirit and uplift your life. Christ came that all people will be saved. If you have not accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and personal Savior, this is the right time to do so. Say this after me. Lord Jesus, I know that I am a sinner and because of me, you came to die on the cross of Calvary. Father, forgive me of all my sins. Today, I boldly declare that you are my Lord and personal Savior. Come into my heart and lead me. As you have said this prayer, congratulations, you have been born again. Please look for a pastor in a Bible-believing church and tell him you have given your life to Christ. You will need to fellowship with other believers to learn about your new life. Prayer is a very powerful tool God has given us. With prayer, our problems receive solution and we get comforted by God. Please leave your prayer request in the comment section. We are constantly interceding on your behalf before God. Trust me, friends, our God will answer your every prayer request. Sometimes we may not reply to your prayer request in the comment section, but that does not mean we are not praying for you. We have you at heart and your requests. May the grace of our Jesus Christ and the love of God be with you now and forevermore. Amen.